Shmir Saloshim and the Chavetz Chaim, Shar Zechira, Perik Ches. This is Hashem, the Shin number 58, where the Chavetz Chaim told us yesterday that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlich Laklavim, it would be befitting strong words now to throw that person to the dogs. That was yesterday. Rav Chisda now tells us from the Gemara in Erichin, Daf Tezvavim and Beis, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's appropriate to be stoned. Chavetz Chaim now brings, as we said earlier, before we turn on the recording, a maisa that took place in Shmuel Beis Perek Tezvav, Tezayin. There was a son to Shaul HaMelech, Mipi Boishas, who David HaMelech was taken care of after Shaul and Yonason, they were killed by the Plishtim. And David told them, you will eat by my table. He was a crippled. And David said, I will take care of you. And things were going great. Mipi Boishas had a servant by the name of Tziva. Tziva, he wanted to get more and more power. So he wanted to cause a rift between David and Mipi Boishas. And he told David HaMelech that Mipi Boishas is against you. Why would Mipi Boishas be against David? Because Mipi Boishas' father was the king. And David HaMelech accepted this to some degree. And it's called Lashon Hara. He was mekabel to some degree, like you hear people say, I'm not mekabel. I don't accept. To some degree, David HaMelech was mekabel this. On his madrega, he was mekabel this. The Gemara explains after, Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Mar Aleph, says the Chavetz Chaim, Vayovi HaMelech David Ad Bachurim V'hinei, that's the key word, V'hinei Mishom Ish Yoitzim Mishpachas, etc. A man came out, this man was Shimi Ben Gera. From the word V'hinei, is Mashma D'Shayich Zeh L'Mayla. This is connecting to the previous, juxtaposing the previous situation. That David HaMelech accepted this Lashon Hara from Tziva. Now David didn't realize that this was, at first, connecting the ish situation here. The Gemara tells us afterwards. What did Shimi Ben Gera do? Very famous Maisa. He was Mekalel, he cursed David HaMelech. He embarrassed David HaMelech. And as we said from the Medrash, that David HaMelech said that was the most humiliating situation that he ever experienced his whole entire life from the time he was born until that day. Now, afterwards, unfortunately, he had many, many more humiliating situations in his life. But besides for that, besides for the cursing, Shimi ben Gera picked up stones and he threw them towards David HaMelech. And this is, you see, exactly what Rav Chisda said. A person who speaks Lashon Hara. Roy L'Sakel Bevin. David HaMelech got a kapara. He got his kapara over here in this world. Chavetz Chaim focuses on the greatness of David HaMelech. Ach miyucha l'malil es goydol kidushas adoyneinu David olav ha-shalom. Shekibol al atzmoy din shemayim. He accepted upon himself. This is what Hashem wants. V'lahinichu l'Avisha ben Tzruya l'ngoya b'shimi ben Gera. And he did not permit his nephew, Avishai, to go harm and attack and kill Shimi ben Gera. The famous words that came out of David Melech's mouth, V'omar, he said, Hashem, Omar lo yikalel. Hashem told Shimi to curse me. Now you'll never find anywhere, in any source, in any place, that there was a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shimi ben Gera. And Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem el Shimi ben Gera, Lech, go, ulekalel, and curse David Melech Yisrael. Doesn't exist. And not because I know Kol Torah Kula. So what is David saying? What is David saying? Hashem told him to curse me. What he's saying is because David HaMelech accepted it, that's the Ratzon Hashem. If something happens, that's the Ratzon Hashem. It's so important to internalize that in life. That doesn't excuse Shimi's actions. That's a different topic for a different time. But it can help us. It can help us deal with the situation. At first a person might get a little upset and annoyed at that individual. Or a lot annoyed. You know, I sit here in this seat, and many times people think I'm immune for these things happening to me or things. I recently had a situation, and I'm saying this for the specific purpose because I know people have reached out to me when I've mentioned things like this, that it helps them connect and appreciate and relate to the situation. I had a situation recently, without getting into specific details, where I went to go help someone. The person came to apologize to me afterwards. But in his own words, he said to me, yeah, what I did was like slapping you in the face. Because he showed a lack of appreciation for my trying to help the person. And behind my back, which I happen to have noticed, he went to do something which was not nice. But he apologized and I accepted his apology. But let me tell you, it was painful. It was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. And I tried to strengthen myself by saying, listen, Hashem is the one that runs the world. That doesn't mean this person did something right. Hashem amaloi kala. He didn't curse me, but Hashem amaloi kala. Hashem told him to do what he did. It's no exception to Uri Greenspan. If it happened, can happen to David HaMelech, and that's what gives me tremendous chizik, by the way. David HaMelech gives me tremendous, I say this on the Tilm Shir all the time, that David HaMelech, if he could go through all the tzaras, Rachman Letzlan, Le'Yaleinu, okay, so this little thing happened to me. Sometimes a person is like, this should happen to me? Me? You know how great I am? One second. Do we compare it to anything within 150,000 miles to the doorstep of David HaMelech's palace, his castle? Forget about him. Could we ever get anywhere close to the galaxy? Impossible. But what the Chofetz Chaim is bringing out from over here is you see very clearly that a person who does accept or does speak Lashon Hara, it's appropriate to be stoned. It's a very serious situation. And what we're supposed to take out of this is two things right now. Number one, this is a very serious topic. That's why the Chofetz Chaim wrote this sefer, to realize what can happen or what should happen and what will happen in different ways, in different scenarios, if a person is involved in speaking Lashon Hara or if a person is involved in accepting Lashon Hara. And number two, to mechazik ourselves, that if Hashem is so kind to us to give us a kapara, we're not learning Shari Tshuva now, but still same topic, same concept. If Hashem is so kind to give us a kapara, and I'm being serious about that, it's a kind thing for us to get a kapara here in this world. We should realize it's all coming from Hashem, who loves us. And it can help us deal with that individual, as opposed to have that anger and that hatred and animosity. How could you do that to me? I did so much for you over the years, and then behind my back, at least you try to go behind my back, you try to stab me in the back. It's just disgusting. I don't know what other word to use. But when we take a step back and we remind ourselves, Hashem is the one who has given us this kapara, unfortunately, through that person. And the person apologized. He apologized more than once. It's okay. So we can move on. We can accept it from Hashem, and we can do we ourselves get our kapara now. These are the lessons from David HaMelech, from the Chofetz Chaim over here.